Welcome back to Entertainment Talk. Today I'm here to do another TV season review. This is going to be for the second season, so season two, of Hazbin Hotel on Amazon Prime Video. I'm your host, Matthew, and let's go to our rating system and stay spoiler-free. I think this whole thing's going to be spoiler-free, unless I change my mind. But if I do change my mind, then I'll warn you of a spoiler section. But let's stick spoiler-free for now anyway. We've got strong must-see, don't skip, possible skip, and hard skip. I think I'm going to go with a possible skip and a 6 out of 10. An average score is what I'm aiming for. This two-season trajectory so far that the show has gone on is one of the more confusing attempts that I've seen a TV show go on. Because the reason I started watching the show in the first place, and you can go and listen to my season one review from last year, I think it was, is, and this is the really, really key point for me, is I remember reading the concept of the show. I'd heard of the show and heard, like, oh, Hazbin Hotel is really popular, all this kind of stuff, you know, great animated show on Amazon, and knew nothing about it, and went and read, you know, what it was about and that sort of thing. And the concept, I don't have it written directly in front of me, the concept was something along the lines of hell has become overcrowded, so full of bad people, but it's gotten so full that it's become overcrowded, that something called the Hazbin Hotel is going to open up and is going to be used, first of all, to take people off the street and into hotels so that hell doesn't get overcrowded, for people that want to try to be redeemed or try to redeem themselves, and they'll go through a process at the hotel to get redeemed and maybe go to heaven or maybe go back into hell. Now, the first season, which I think is still quite clearly better than the second season, I'll talk about the actual season itself in a second. The first season was about getting the hotel approved, about, you know, this character called Charlie and all her other wonderful friends. Are they, you know, can they do this thing? Should we allow this to be a thing? Was kind of the idea of season one, or at least what season one went to do. You get to the end of season one, Hazbin Hotel gets approved, and the sinners start coming through the doors. Season 2 starts. Now, I'm going to give some, like, tiny little, I won't consider them spoilers, they're just, like, things that happen in the season, but they're not really spoilers per se, they're more just, like, small things that happen in the season to guide the story. Second season starts, and people started checking into the hotel. I was like, cool, alright, this is kind of what I signed up for with season 1. Okay, season 1 sort of missed the mark with the actual concept, which is weird, but let's go. And then season 2 starts, and the first two episodes of season 2 have got to be one of the busiest but emptiest two episodes of TV I've maybe ever seen. Because I remember getting to the first end of the first two episodes, and have you ever, what I don't know about some of you, have you ever sort of, and this can be really only applied to TV in a certain way, because it's a more long form of content. Have you ever sort of, like, watched a set of episodes, let's say 2 to 4 episodes of TV for a show, and just paused yourself and said, okay, what has actually happened so far? Like, characters have done things, said things, and things have happened in the time capsule of the episodes. But what actually happened? And I couldn't really, it was weird, it's such a, And you can apply this to most of the rest of the season, which is where my, like, because I have two sort of key problems with this season. Is because first of all, they don't actually get back to the concept of can we redeem people. There is one person I think it happens to in the third episode, but the scene is literally about 5 minutes, and then it doesn't really get brought up again. Have you, because this is just like a, and it's an interesting process in terms of reviewing, analysing, you know, is it good, is it bad? But for a show to have things happen on screen, it not really go anywhere, it then kind of skirt around slash ignore its own original concept, which it continues to do in season two, apart from a couple of tiny little bits, and then have, see, now I'm trying to actually think back to the things that happened in these episodes, especially the first half of the season. Second half of the season's a little bit different, tiny bit different. And think, okay, what's actually going on screen? And then for that, now and again, me to pick up on, oh, this is happening, that's happening, right, we're back on a bit of a track. Because the things that mainly keep happening in this season is characters arguing with each other, backstabbing, scheming, you know, heaven versus hell versus the hotel, all those sorts of things. And after like the first four episodes, I went on Reddit to see what people would say about the season. And someone, and I didn't really realize this, I'm not really a particular visual person in this way, but somebody was pointing out the way the animation's done in this second season and said about how it's very busy and very fast. And I read that and I thought about it and thought, I think this person might be correct. It's a very weird situation that, and it does it immediately. First episode, first like 5 minutes in, characters kind of moving very quickly all around the place, and it's very, very busy and very chaotic. But there was times where I'm watching like sets of episodes, and I feel like I'm sort of not taking in what's going on the screen, because it's not a case that it's like what the show's actually doing is a bad idea. It's not a case that really it's badly written. Yeah, the weird animation thing is kind of there in a strange way. Because if you were to say, like, okay, Matt, how would you describe what does happen across these eight episodes? What does happen is, start of the season, people do start coming into the hotel. They sort of disappear off screen. These, like, you know, sinners that actually come in the door. There's a lot of PR, a lot of press stuff, a lot of political kind of things, although that's very, very light throughout the season. And then lots of sections where Charlie's being berated by different sets of characters as to if the hotel is any good. And then there's things like lies, manipulation, PR stuff. That's sort of what's going on. So rather than in the first season when it's like, okay, should we do this hotel? Is it a good idea? The second season is, okay, in the background, the sinners are in the hotel, but you don't really see them. And then it's kind of, because there's characters, you know, villainous characters that don't like Charlie, they try to humiliate her and get her hotel shut down. And I won't tell you, of course, where that goes. That would be delving into spoilers. I'm more just describing things that happen. I'm not telling you where they go or anything else like that. So those things happen in the season. And then the second half of the season is kind of characters lose their mind a little bit. There's more wars that start, more kind of frantic fighting. And then one of the really big things that happened in the second half, I think his name is Vox. He's the TV rating person character. He's the only character in the whole show. He's got like a square TV head. I think his name is Vox. Completely and utterly loses his mind to the point where people around him start to doubt him. And then that goes to a certain place. And that's sort of the second half of the season. And then it basically ends there, is the gist of things. So yeah, it's just a really weird one, because the hotel's there, I think sinners are in there and they're being asked questions and stuff, but it's more just about like what the characters are doing. And the show just kind of got lost with itself almost. It kind of just, you know, when you're frowning a bit at a show and you're like, okay, I want this to be good, I want to really enjoy this, but I can't even quite figure out if I know what the show is doing, if the show knows what it's doing, and what any of us are kind of doing in a way. It's not that, it's weird because it doesn't follow through with its concept. It hasn't done that yet, two seasons in, which is bizarre. But the things that are actually happening on screen, at least the more obvious things rather than the other bits, it is good at doing those things, but it's also, it's like there's kind of three parts to this show. Excuse me, which is the original concept, which is kind of sitting in the background. The characters all fighting with each other, having rivalries, some political rivalries, among other things. And then there's just this strange, and this stuck out much more in this season and kind of brought the quality down to me as opposed to season one. And yeah, season one didn't follow through with the concept, but I remember it being a lot better and a lot more interesting and also a lot more concentrated. I didn't feel when I was watching the second season it was very concentrated or very kind of like, it's a bonkers show, you know, there's a lot of just things are happening, and I'm not saying it's got to do with I saw a lot of comments about like, oh, there's too many, you know, adult jokes, too many sex jokes, too much of this and that. There's a lot of that stuff, but I don't remotely think that gets in the way of what the show is doing. I don't think that's a problem at all. I know some people have an issue with, like, okay, sex and stuff in shows can be cool, but sometimes it can get in the way. Sometimes it can just be overdone. I don't even think that's a problem here, necessarily. There is a lot of it in there, and you kind of get used to it a little bit, and you see why the show is doing some of those things, but I don't think it gets in the way of what the show is doing. But it's also that third key part for me of, and this feels weird to try and describe because I'm confused about, in the minutes that this third thing is happening, what am I actually, what scenes are playing out? Because you got the hotel concept thing in the background. You got characters fighting with each other and all that sort of stuff and rivalries. That's that second part. And then the third part is kind of characters literally doing anything and everything and anything else, including just random conversations among just other stuff. I don't even really know how to describe it. I'm not talking about musical stuff, music that I can see what the music's trying to do in the show. So you got that all kind of going on, but you put those three things into an 8-episode season and blend it together, and it just comes out with this confusing to follow. I wasn't lost with the show. I think the show is confused with what it wanted to do, but then eventually got back on track, you know, by about the 6th episode. And by that point, you have 3 episodes left. And there's just kind of so much. I don't know if word salad is the right thing to use, but so much dialogue that's in this show that's just sort of characters yapping a little bit. It's very weird. The second season is very weird, which is why I kind of sit on a possible skip rating, because if you start this second season and you like what you think the show is doing, then then it will be very, very good at doing that thing. Although both I myself and I think the show doesn't completely know what that thing actually is, because it's got like a half grasp on it, but when it has a grasp on it, it's actually pretty good. It's just the thing that it's still setting out to do isn't the original concept, but when it's doing whatever the other thing is, it just loses and gets confused with itself. It's very odd. It's very, very odd, this second season. Hi there. If you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there. If you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for two episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps, and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch two episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. All right, yeah. It's just an odd season of TV, and they do this thing. Is this a spoiler? You know what? I won't consider what I'm about to say a spoiler because I'm not sure if the I'm just not sure what the show's gonna do next. So you get to the end of the season. And everything's kind of it does that sort of wrapping up thing where like everything's kind of settled again, end of the second season. And there's a couple of characters that get badges for like hotel roles and stuff. I'm not gonna say who gets what and what they are, that would be a little bit delving into spoilers. But I kind of am like, I really want this show to do what it's actually setting out to do, but not doing that two seasons in is really weird to me. Because, okay, season one ended, you set up the hotel, and my thought was, oh, okay, all right, it's not great that you use season one to set up the hotel, but now that you have, you can kind of get on with what your original idea was. And then second season, it's like all this stuff happens, the original concept doesn't play through. And then the end of the second season, it's like, oh, the guests, because they kind of say like, oh, you know, the guests are settled now. You see some sinner characters that are like wandering around the hotel. It's like, oh, cool, they're here. And then some of the staff gets like hotel badges for, you know, like what their jobs are and that sort of thing. And then there's a few other more spoilery things happen, and then the season settles. I was like, oh, so now that the sinners are back in, now that the badges are there, are you now going to do the concept for season three? And I'm like, should I bow out of the show? Because not because it's bad. I don't think it's an explicitly bad television show, although it does have some odd word salad, whatever you'd call it, points. But because even though when you do get to progressing the story and the characters and stuff, you are doing those things very well. Those things are very interesting. I don't know if I'm interested in another season of that, because I'd love to get to this actual concept. And because I read as well that I think seasons 3 and 4 are in production, so Amazon wants to keep this thing going. I know they got the spin-off called Hell of a Boys or something as well. I'm not sure if I'm interested in that. Because it's like, I find these characters really interesting, this world's really interesting, the rivalries are interesting, but you aren't doing the sin of redemption stuff at all, really. Let me just actually see if I can do this while I'm talking. I can't do it while I'm talking. Has been Hotel. Okay, let me make a screen brighter so I can actually see it. This is what the concept on the page says. In an attempt to find a non-violent alternative for reducing hell's overpopulation, the daughter of Lucifer, so Charlie, I think, opens a rehabilitation hotel that offers a group of misfit demons a chance at redemption. You haven't done that yet. I wonder if you could make the argument that, okay, where you've got Angel Dust and all these other characters that are in the show, like Husk, Charlie, Lucifer, Vox, although Vox wouldn't really get involved with that. Is it a way of trying to say, okay, those characters are trying to be redeemed? But I don't think that's what the show... I don't think that's the alternative option. I think it's supposed to be we take the sinners off the street and use the characters to... Because those other people are doing other things in the hotel. So that's where my kind of main issue comes into things. It says there's a teaser trailer here for season 3. It's a concept teaser. Again, it's a weird one of you're not doing what your original concept said. That thing I've just read out has not happened in the show yet. But the things that you are doing, and when you are progressing the characters, you are progressing the story, that stuff is very good. I'm not specifically interested in that, but you are doing a very good job with that. But then there's just this weird part in this second season, which I don't remember being in the first one, of just, I'll just call it the noisy stuff. It's when characters are just doing things. It's like you'll watch a 2-minute scene, well, maybe 2 minutes is a bit of a stretch. You'll watch a 1-minute scene of a character doing something in this show, or in the second season, and you'll watch them do it, and you'll go, well, I don't really sort of... that nothing happened in that scene. It's weird. But yeah, I guess for me, it's a case of, do I come back in season 3, and... because I don't want to quit watching the show. I just want it to do what it's actually supposed to be doing. Because I think I remember saying when I reviewed season 1, I was like, oh, I wonder if you could treat that as like a prequel season in a funny way. So yeah, I don't know. Good at what it sets out to do. That's why I'm not giving it a skip rating, because I can't fault it for doing what it actually does do, because it's good, relatively decent at what it's actually doing. I do have a little other issue as well, and this is a smaller one that I'm not going to specifically criticise the show for. It's just a little bugaboo, whatever you'd call it, that I had. When you're watching in some of the later episodes, Vox, slowly gaining power, and I mean, he'd lost his mind in the first season, and I don't say things like that lightly. He'd lost his mind in the first season, and he delved a bit more into his story in the second season, but that got a bit kind of, it wasn't mustache twirly pantomime villain, I wouldn't describe it as that, but it's sort of like, he's sort of almost Broken Bad into this other extreme villain. I liked where that ended up, though. I will say that. As much as I didn't quite think of, like, okay, he's manically laughing again. He's got someone tied up again. He's torturing someone again. He's being evil and manipulating what Charlie said again. While I didn't necessarily always like the journey of that, some of that was alright, but some of it was a bit over the top. I did like where that ended up. I thought it ended up, that ended up in a satisfying place. So, yeah. Anyway, I don't have really anything else to say. I don't know if sort of, hopefully what I've said kind of makes sense. It's difficult and interesting and challenging, which I do like a challenge, to try to review something that you're not sure if you understood, but then you're not sure if the thing that was being made understood what it was, it itself was trying to make or trying to do. But yeah, we'll see what, I guess I'll dabble into season 3, because will I know within the first 30 minute episode if it's doing the concept or not? Because it's like, cool, now you've got the sinners back in, you've got the hotel badges, what are you actually going to do this season? We shall see. If anybody, by the way, like, you can either re-listen to what I said for the concept, or if you Google Has Been Hotel, it'll tell you the concept. Read it again yourself. If you then recognise yourself, I don't mind if it is a film or if it maybe is a game. I don't know that any games would do that. Any films, games, or shows, I guess I'm saying, that do this concept, I don't mind if it's animated, live action, where it takes place, whatever. Just the idea, I guess it's a very specific idea. I know Mindhunter kind of does that a little bit, maybe. But yeah, it to me, it's not about sort of, oh, can you redeem people? It's like, oh, hell is overcrowded, and that gives, like, the concept an extra bit of something, I suppose. Anyway, for anybody who knows any shows, games, or films that do something similar, at least, I'm not asking for the exact same thing, please do throw those recommendations my way, and I will see what they are and maybe check them out. So we'll see. Anyway, what did you think of Has Been Hotel season 2? What do you think of in terms of the concept there, as opposed to what you saw in the 8 episodes on screen? If you haven't seen the second season, maybe you saw the first, maybe you've not seen either season, I don't know. Where are you at with that? Let me know. Excuse me, gosh. Sorry, let me know where you're at with Has Been Hotel. Have you seen both seasons? Did you like the season more than me, less than me? Maybe you thought it was just terrible or something. Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org. Social media is either eTalkUK or entertainmenttalk. And there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else we do on entertainmenttalk.org for TV, games, films, Man United podcasts. United Cast is back. We have some episodes there. West Ham result. Of course, we've got Wolves on Monday. That'll be interesting to see how that goes. Got this review. Got Gaming Talk. We just wrapped up with Breaking Bad for season 4. Best and Worst of 2025 should be coming soon. We don't have a nailed on date for that, but within the next couple of weeks. Game reviews, recently did Dispatch, Keeper, and Little Nightmares 3. So those are interesting to talk about. What was the other thing I did do on, yeah, Gaming Talk, United Cast, all that sort of stuff. Anyway, check out the TV, games, films, Man United podcasts over on entertainmenttalk.org and on podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk, for all those. If you want to support us, of course, word of mouth, social media, and listening to more stuff, those things will help us out. And if someone mentions a thing we've done a podcast for, please tell them about that. You can go to Patreon for the $5, $10 level tiers for the ad-free podcast with your options. Take a look at that as well if you like to. TV and film news. Lots of stuff going on at Geek Town. There's Geek Town Radio on Tuesdays, of course, and geektown.co.uk for the TV and the film news. Geekstorians is a new podcast David's just launched, all about geek history and things like that. I think that's every Wednesday, but the first episode is out for that, so congratulations to him on launching a new series. I know what that's like, so good for him. You can also go and vote in the Geek Town Awards. Go to geektown.co.uk and go vote on the awards and listen to the podcast attached to that, where we debated about what should and shouldn't be in the awards. So there's that. Also check out this Wednesday for us, the 10th of December. Six brand new podcasts, 6 weeks, six different episodes about something, and then come back on January 1st. We'll come back before that, but also come back on January 1st. Month Positive Creators, four episodes, four content creators, 4 weeks. So check that out. And then there's YouTube Entertainment Talk Plays for all of our video game bits, pieces, and other stuff. Thanks for listening. That was Hasbro Hotel Season 2. We'll see what happens with first episode, Season 3, in about a year, I guess. And I will see you next time. Goodbye.